بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. We always begin with the praise of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most kind, the most merciful, the benevolent. We send peace, salutation, salawat upon Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the juz that we will be reciting this evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala primarily deals with the matter of striving in His path. And in particular, there is a large chunk of this entire surah and the entire juz which is dedicated to the munafiqeen and dedicated to the hypocrites. A few pages into the juz is the mention of Surah At-Tawbah, the Surah of Repentance. And very famously, from among the 114 chapters and surahs of the Qur'an, every single chapter begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, which begins with the name of Allah and espousing, requiring the mercy and the rahmah of Allah. Except for this one surah and chapter in the Qur'an, Surah At-Tawbah, it does not begin with Bismillah. From the primary reasons that the ulama and the scholars make mention is because of the very nature of this surah and the content of this chapter, which is dealing with the hypocrisy of the munafiqeen and the hypocrites, that each time they were motivated, encouraged to strive in the path of Allah, the reasons and the excuses that they presented, Allah makes mention of this in great detail throughout the entire chapter. Ulama have written, it is for this reason that the anger of Allah had reached such a pinnacle at this time that this surah was revealed without advocating and without calling for the mercy and the name of Allah before the surah. From among the verses that are very relevant in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns you and I and was warning the sahaba of the time that فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَأَوْلَادُهُمْ, that you should not be attracted by their wealth, the wealth of the hypocrites, and neither the offspring and the achievements of the offspring of the hypocrites. Don't be attracted, don't be influenced by them, don't be influenced by their wealth, neither by the achievements of their offspring. Why? Innama yuridullah, that Allah wishes and Allah will intend to take from them the wealth and the torment Allah will give them in this world, and they will die in the state of kufr. For you and I, the lesson that presents itself here is a very real and a very true one. In a day and age where we are influenced by all and sundry of what we see around us, the social world, and very often over the past few nights, there's clearly a reference and a particular reference to the matter of the social world. Because the world that we are living in ultimately is a world that is a social world, and everything and everywhere we are connected through all of these different platforms. Nonetheless, from the most influential platforms that we find right now is of course the Instagram platform, and Allah warns us against this here, that فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَأَوْلَادُهُمْ. Don't become so concerned with the wealth of others, the lifestyle that they are living. The young person of today, the young mu'min and mu'mina, is caught up in this very same mindset, that how quick money can be earned in the technology world that we are living in, how and who is making the Forbes 100, why they're on that list, Where is the next bear market and where will I make money? Allah warns us about this, that don't look at the wealth of others, the perceived lifestyles that they are living, the fake beauty trends that they are presenting to you. Why? Because whatever is being displayed to you, you should know well that this is a trap, it is a snare, it is a punishment in advance that Allah is setting. If anything, when looking at this, Quran reminds us that what should you feel instead of being influenced and wanting all of that, on the contrary, you should feel a state of pity for those who are demonstrating this lifestyle in front of you. Why? Because Allah has kept torment in Akhirah. That Allah gives all of this for what reason? That tomorrow they will wake up in the state of disbelief and wake up in the state of kufr in the hereafter, and the punishment that awaits them, Quran vividly makes mention of this. So this entire surah is dedicated to the munafiqeen and the hypocrites and the lifestyle that they demonstrate. And Allah creates the discernment for the mu'min that how does the mu'min approach their life in yearning to the ita'ah, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the obedience of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us understanding and tawfiq. We can straighten our sufuf inshaAllah.